number 3 and verse number 23 tonight. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23 tonight. We've been going through the Bible here in the last couple times we've met, and you'll understand we've been going through foundational truths. Psalms chapter number 11 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?" And there's some foundational truths that's found in the Baptist doctrine. Now, let me say this tonight. I am so thankful tonight that when we get to heaven, we won't have to get along with other denominations because they won't be there. We'll all be there. Amen. The Baptist, the Church of Christ, the Church of God, all of us are going to be there when we get there. There's not just one select group that's going to make it. The only select group's going to make it is them ones that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's who's going to make it tonight. But I am standing behind this sacred desk, and I am a Baptist minister. I preach the gospel, and I believe the Baptist Bible doctrine. I believe that so dear in my heart tonight. And I believe that tonight because of the foundational truths. When I got saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I had no pedigree, I had no background, I had nothing to stand on but the blood of Jesus. And I did my homework, and I studied the Word of God and seen what I felt like was to the T to what God had called me to do. So tonight, I want to preach this tonight on total depravity tonight. How we've been going through and we've talked about the family, how he's trying to destroy marriage. That's a foundational truth. He's trying to destroy the Word of God. That is a foundational truth. He's trying to destroy the church that you have right here that we are a part of. That is a foundational truth. And one tonight that you don't hear preached very much at all, and that is total depravity or total wickedness that we have in our life. We are totally wicked people without Christ Jesus. You say, "Preacher, I'm not that bad. I'm not wicked. I'm not a bad person. I'm a really good person. I just got saved, but I was a really good person. I've done a lot of really good things. I'm really moral, and I'm really all this." Listen to me tonight. The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So tonight I want to preach or I want to teach on total depravity or total wickedness that is found in an unbeliever's life and the reason why we must be born again. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the laughter that we've had in this room tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you do in this place. We thank you for all the prayer requests that's been lifted up tonight. We thank you for all the praise reports that's been given. We thank you for Brother Charles that is walking down the hallways now, Father. Instead of making two or three steps, he's making many steps, Father. And we know that's not all he's going to make. He's going to make many more, Father. Lord, I pray right now for Brother Chadley as he's in Winfield Hospital. Lord, I pray you'd touch his body, touch where he's hurting in his side tonight, Lord God. Remove that pain in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, all over this room tonight, there's people that's lifted up names, they've lifted up prayer requests, and Lord, I pray you'd touch them real good tonight. Lord, I pray tonight you guard my throat, guard my thoughts, let everything I say tonight be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I just love you so much, and I thank you for what you do in our lives. I thank you that when I was wicked, you still loved me. I thank you that when I was lost, dying, going to hell, you still love me, Father. And Lord God, you've not loved me no more since I've been saved, Father. Father, for God so loved the world that he gave. Lord, that's how much you love. You loved us when, but God commended, you committed our love toward us, not while we were yet sinners, you Christ died for us. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Bless this word tonight. Watch over it. Have your way. It be in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. You may be seated tonight. And I want to preach that on that tonight or do that study on total depravity tonight. So what that would be tonight, and I want you to get this, is we're going through these Bible doctrines, and you get a hold of them tonight. When I started, I said this. There'll be some of you tonight that you say, "Well, I was not that bad of a person." But can I say tonight, without the blood of Jesus Christ, you're just as filthy as a murderer. Amen? Without the blood of Jesus Christ, your sin is just as dark as anybody else's. It's the blood that makes the difference tonight. Total depravity is a Bible doctrine or a foundational truth that is being left out and must be taught in the church house. It must be taught tonight. And total depravity means this: all of man, all of you, all of me, all of man, the whole being of man is sinful and has no holiness or love of God in their heart. That's what total depravity means. It means that all of you, they wasn't just a little bit of you good and a little bit of you bad before you got saved. They wasn't a little bit of goodness in you and a little bit of bad. It was all bad. The Bible says that we were all bad, that we were everything inside of us. There was nothing good in us. There was nothing good in us. There was nothing to be desired to have in us tonight. We were all that bad tonight. And I believe tonight, let me say this before I go any further. I believe this church has got a hold of that. And let me tell you why I believe we got a hold of that, because we love one another. Nobody in here thinks themselves better than anybody else. Now, I've been to some churches where they think they might be a little better than somebody else. But tonight, when you realize that you was totally depraved, you was totally wicked, and you needed an almighty God to touch your heart, touch your soul, touch your mind, touch your spirit, then you get in fellowship with almighty God. Tonight, I want to say to you this. You might say, I'm not that evil, and the Bible says we're all together evil. So I want to show you tonight how evil you were and how evil I was in the life that I lived, and I needed God to come down and save me, transform me, make me new, and make me a child of the King tonight. And I want to give you this tonight. I want to carry you through this tonight. Number one tonight, our heart is evil. Tonight, your heart's evil and my heart is evil tonight. You say, preacher, I'm going to trust my heart. Don't you trust your heart tonight, because your heart is evil tonight. You trust the Word of God. You trust the Bible. You trust what the Bible says. Turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9 tonight. I want to show you this in the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9 tonight. And I want to share this with you tonight, that our heart is evil tonight. You know what? Out of the heart, there's a lot of things that come out of it. And tonight, our heart is evil. And we know that tonight according to the Word of God. The Bible says tonight in Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9, the Bible says the heart is deceitful. All deceit is going to come from the heart. You say, preacher, the deceit and the backbiting and the long loose tongue that I got, that comes from my mind. Oh no, my friend, it comes from the heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. Above anything in your life, your heart is deceitful. And that's why the Lord God had to pierce that heart, had to pull on them heart strings. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Tonight, can I say to you, nobody knows your heart, and you don't even know your own heart tonight. You don't even know how wicked your own heart is tonight. You didn't even know how wicked you was when you was lost, dying, going to a devil's hell. But tonight, can I say to you that every person that has been born is born into that bloodline, is born into that lostness in their life. It is hereditary. You inherit that sin nature when you're born tonight. He says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 7. And I want to show you in verse number 20 tonight how that heart is wicked tonight. And here's what the Bible says in Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 20. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He said, that heart is wicked. And He said, from your heart's going to come a lot of things tonight. Out of your heart, it's not what goes in that defiles a man, it's what comes out. Have you ever said something and you said, oh gosh, I wouldn't have said that. Man, I wished I wouldn't have let that come into my tongue. Man, I wished I wouldn't have said that about that person. Man, I wished I wouldn't have let that out. But you know what? Once you let it out, you can't get it back. Once you let it go forth, you can't get it back. You can't reel it back in. It's not like a reeling rod that you throw it out there and reel it back in. When you let it come out of your mouth tonight, it's went forth. It's doing damage. It's doing destruction. And it says that comes not out of your mind. It comes out of your heart tonight. Here's what Jesus said. And He said in Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 20, and He said, that which cometh out of the man is that defileth the man, that comes out of the heart. And He said, from within, out of the heart of man, out of your heart. You said, preacher, what really comes out of a person's heart? And when you're wicked and you understand that tonight, and you understand that God's got to save you, He got to save your heart, He got to save your soul, He got to save your spirit, He's got to save your mind tonight, because if you don't, look what happens. From without of the heart, coming out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts. Have you ever thought evil? Thank you, brother. Yes, I have too. I've thought evil thoughts. I thought thoughts that if you knew I thought them in my life, you wouldn't let me up here. And guess what? If I knew what you thought, let you out there. But listen to me, it ain't up to me. It's up to God tonight. And look what He says. For without of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murderers tonight. Listen to this, thefts, covetousness, wickedness. He said these things come out of the heart, not out of the mind. It comes out of the heart. Deceit, lasciviousness. And I want you to get this tonight. That lasciviousness would be this. That would be the act of wanting something that you don't need. Act of wanting something that has no good intent for your life. You're wanting it. You wish you had it. You wanted it. You wanted to wear it. You wanted to get a hold of it tonight. An evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So all these things that I've listed here, it comes out of the heart.
And tonight, as a lost person, our heart is evil tonight. And as a saved person tonight, we have to keep it in check. We have to keep it in that place tonight. These things that proceed out of your heart tonight, you have to keep it in check. I see, number one, our heart is evil. But I see, number two, tonight, our thoughts are evil. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not only is our heart evil, but our thoughts are evil. Have you ever had a thought come in your mind and you thought, where in the world did that come from? You're sitting there in church right now, you got your Bible in your hands, and all of a sudden something will go across your mind, and you say, what in the world? What? Whoa, wait a minute. And you start thinking, why am I even thinking this? You know why? Because even our thoughts are evil tonight. Look with me, if you will, in Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 5 tonight. Not only is our heart evil, and we must know that tonight, but even our thoughts are evil. And we have to keep them under check, under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. You said, preacher, are you sure about that? It just shows you how wicked we really are and how in need we are of God tonight. Look, our heart's evil, but also our thoughts are evil. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 5, here's what the Bible says. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, everything man thought of, everything that come through his mind, everything that he thought of, every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continually. Before I got saved, I want you to know my mind was, I'm telling you what, get this tonight, and you know what I'm talking about. If you ain't careful, that every thought that goes through your mind is wicked, it's of no good, it's evil thoughts. And that's why he said, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. So I see tonight that total depravity, what that means is our heart is evil, and we know that. That's why we got saved. We had to call on the name of the Lord. Our thoughts are evil. Even our thoughts, what we think of people, if we're not careful, won't be good thoughts. They'll be evil thoughts. Our heart's evil. Our thoughts are evil. Let me give you the third thing tonight as I studied this and really pierced down on my heart. Our desires are evil. Our desires are evil. You don't believe me about desires being evil. You let somebody get ahead in life and see how happy you are for them. You let somebody roll up in a new vehicle, how happy are you for them? You let somebody get a new home and see how happy you are for them. Let somebody get a promotion and see how happy you are for them. What raises up on the inside of you? What raises up on the inside? Tonight, I'm going to say to you, our heart's evil. Our thoughts are evil, and even our desires are evil. We want good desires tonight. Look with me, if you will, in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 11. Our desires are even evil tonight. And if we don't, man, it's the blood of Jesus that keeps them in check tonight. Look what he says tonight in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 11. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. You said, preacher, I went looking for God when I got saved. I say to you tonight, you did not go looking for God. God came looking for you. You didn't even know you were lost. You didn't even know you were undone. You didn't even know how wicked you was. Well, glory, until God reached down from heaven, reached down from glory and seen where you was, knocked on your heart's door by the Holy Ghost and said, let me in. And he knocked on that heart's door. Then you had the opportunity to open the door and let him in. He come looking for you. You never went looking for him. The further we get in our faith, we think that we was the one that found God, but we never found God. God found us. We don't got enough about us to find God. You say, oh yes, preacher, I repented. Go with me to Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 4. Paul said, we don't got enough in us to find God. God come looking for us. We didn't even know we was wicked. We didn't even know we was wayward. We didn't even know that we had a different will besides his. And then he comes down. Look what he says in Romans chapter number 2 in verse number 4. Here's what he says. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God is his goodness. The goodness of God's what leads you to repentance. It's his goodness that leads you to repentance. It's his goodness to show you how your heart is evil and how your thoughts are evil and how your desires are evil all the day long. Friends, tonight I want you to get this tonight. It does me good to remind myself of that tonight. Remind myself where I've been. If not, when somebody comes in, the first thing I'm going to think about if I know them is the sin that's in their life. I forget about where I used to be or where I am now. I may not be where I need to be now in Christ Jesus. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? Don't forget where you come from. Never get too good from where you come from. Because when you get over, now listen, I don't want to be in my sin. I don't want to be in my sin, wallowing in my sin, okay? But I don't want to get to the place where I don't know what it is to be a sinner. Hello? So what do you, I don't understand that, preacher. Let me give you this. If I get too good, I'm gonna miss somebody that needs the word. I have to understand tonight that my heart is evil. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, man, listen to me, my heart's evil. I won't do what's right, I'll do what's wrong. I'll make sure I get the gain. Am I talking to anybody in the room tonight? I'll make sure I get my best interest first, then I'll worry about, no, that ain't what the Bible teaches now. So my heart, my thoughts, my mind are evil, my desires. But when I got saved, you know what he did when I repented and asked him to come into my life and he saved me? He took my heart, that old stony heart, that old evil heart, and he changed it. Man, you ask my wife, she's sitting back there right now, there'd never be a time I'd get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and set this squall at home for no reason over people that are lost that need to be saved. That's not me. Who is this? Who is this inside of me? And it's the Holy Ghost. And it's took up residency on the inside. And then my thought pattern changed. Does yours change? You know what I'm talking about. It ain't all about you no more. It's about other people. And my desires has changed. I don't lay out on Saturday night all night on Saturday night and then try to get the best I can to get to church on Sunday. And leave right there. You can ask my wife, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, it's shut down on Mills Hill. Might even do it on Monday and Tuesday. Amen. Last night at 7:30 we was in the bed. But you see, once my desires is changed, you won't find me at the honky-tonk no more. Used to, you would. You won't find me out cussing and carrying on. Used to, you would. You won't find that no more. Why, preacher? Because you're that good a person. Well, Lord, no. It's because Jesus lives inside of me. Do you see the difference? I see the difference in y'all's life. You didn't change. He changed you. If you could change you, you wouldn't need him. He does the changing. We was totally wicked. Our heart, our mind, we was totally wicked and we needed God. God knew that and he sent his son Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to go back, but I'm going to send you a comforter. And you know what that comforter does? That's the Holy Ghost. He comes right up beside you and he knocks on your heart's door and he comforts you all the days of your life. Let me show you a little bit more things that are evil tonight. Just a few more. Our heart's evil. Our thoughts are evil. Our desires are evil. And listen right here, boy, when I wrote this down, I said, Lord, don't let me pin this one down. Because this is me sometimes. Brady, don't you amen either. That's my wife, by the way, in the back. Hey, baby. Our tongue is evil. Our tongue. Hold your tongue, you can't talk. Cut your tongue off, you ain't going to talk. Your tongue's evil. Your tongue's evil. Listen to me, Christian. Been a Christian for a long time. Listen to me, young Christian. Listen to me, deacons. Listen to me, Brother BJ. Listen to me. Your tongue's evil. I can control a lot of things in my life. I can't. I told Brother Les today, the only thing you control is yourself. It's all you can control. And the whole time I was telling him that, the Lord said, yeah, but what you going to preach tonight? There's one thing I have trouble controlling. Sister Brittany, do you get anything what I'm talking about? That's my tongue. That's my tongue. We had a wedding last week. Brandon and Kaylee are going to go to Tupelo. We're going to go to Tupelo. I said, I want to leave here at 1:30. Don't start at 3:30. 3. I said, yeah, I want to leave at 1:30. I like to be early. She went to go out the door. I said, hey, I don't be here. I don't hurt you. And then I let in more and more. And Kaylee said, Daddy. Brandon said, I'm not going to start with you today. I'll be back about 1:30. Out the door they went. You know what I was chewing on when they went out the door, Brother Cullen? My tongue. I wanted the last word. I wanted to tell her, you turn. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You know how wicked, you know what I'm talking about. Used to, you soon get somebody a cussing, then look at them. And if they crossed you the wrong way, that's what you would do. And if they got out, you'd go even further. Now, don't just sit there and get quiet now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. God hit me with this word before I ever brought it to you. That's who I used to be, that old tongue. Man, I cuss like a sailor, you know what I'm saying? Know when to cuss, know when not to cuss. Know when to look at something I ain't supposed to look at and not. Know what to do but done different. Why? Because I was wicked. I was totally depraved. And did not know the mercy of God and his goodness. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of James. I love Brother James. Remember tonight, James is not the root of faith. The book of James is the fruit. If you got the root, you ought to be producing fruit. James chapter number 3 and verse number 8. You're going to deal with this as long as you live. Your tongue. You know who you're going to hurt with your tongue more than anybody? The one you love the most. You are? You know what button to push. You know what to say. You know the look to give. Ain't got to say a word, just a look. Am I talking to anybody? Man, when I got to reading this, he started wearing me out. I said, Lord, don't let me go down this road. He said, I'm just showing you how wicked you was. You think you got off crystal meth? You think you've done something by doing that I've delivered you from that? You think that's big in your life? You think just because you ain't got a beer bottle no more, you think that's big in your life? What about your tongue? I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He said, every idle word that you're going to give an account for one day, Brother BJ, every idle word that you say you're going to give an account for. Be careful when you get on the phone with somebody. Be careful when you get in a room with somebody, ain't nobody around but you and one more person. Be careful when you get in the car going down the road. Watch you. Be careful. That tongue. Let's say. James chapter number 3 and verse number 8. Man, I love y'all. Y'all love what the Lord's doing? Well, I'm thankful for him. James 3 and verse number 8. Here's what the Bible says. But the tongue. But the tongue can no man tame. That ought to make you feel a little better. You can't tame it. That thing will get away from you before you ever... Come on, man. Lord, help me with my tongue. Man, I can't get off this tonight. Help me with it, Father. Whew. If he really loved the Lord, he'd be... Or she'd be at church. You don't know that. You don't know that. That's my tongue running. I don't know that. I don't know their heart. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. There's that evil. The tongue's evil. And it's full of deadly poison. Full of deadly poison. Therewith, bless we God. We bless God with that tongue. Pray to the Lord, sing songs, love him up one side and love him down the other. Even the Father. And therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God, or they're made after the likeness of God. He said, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing, my brethren. These things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? No. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Tonight I want to leave you with this right here tonight. Our tongue is evil. Our heart is evil. Our thoughts are evil. Our desires are evil. The Lord saves us. And he takes that heart, and he takes that tongue, and he takes them thoughts and them desires, and he puts them on him. It takes time. 17 years I've been saved, and I still catch my tongue from time to time, saying things I shouldn't say. Not cussing. Just get caught up in the moment, talking about somebody. Come on, let's just get real with it now. If we're going to preach, let's preach. You get talking about somebody, you done forgot about it, you done got caught up in it. And you done got reeled all the way into it, son. You pulled right up, and you're trying to backpedal as fast as you can backpedal. And they just keep reeling you right on in, and you're trying to back up. What's trying to back you up? Are you good enough to back up? No. It's what's living inside of me. I say to you tonight that it hurts you. But I want you to know we were born that way. We were born with that sin nature on the inside. Psalm 51:5, the Bible says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. I was shapen in sin. And in sin did my mother conceive me. And in sin did my mother conceive me. You won't hear this preached everywhere you go, but I'm telling you the truth. That's how wicked we are. Folks, we were born sinful and are in need of a Savior. We're all born sinners. And without the blood of Jesus Christ, we die and go to hell. But I don't want to leave you right there. I want to leave you with a thought, because as I studied this, the Lord pierced my heart with something. And the question I have for you, and with the answer I want to give, what if a child dies during birth or at a young age before they understand the need of salvation? What happens to them? Every good Baptist will give you the account they're under the age of accountability. And I say you amen. That's exactly right. But knowing that and putting Scripture with it, can you do it? And the Lord said, give them Scripture. I'll give you Scripture tonight that if your child is under the age of accountability,
They're under the age of accountability. What age is that preacher? The Bible doesn't give an age. But God is merciful. And God is graceful. Deuteronomy 1:39, the Bible says, and I want you to write this down tonight because you're going to need this. Deuteronomy 1:39, the Bible says tonight, moreover, your little ones, means your babies, your little ones, young of age. Brother BJ, are they at that place that their heart is that way, their desires, their thoughts? Is all that in their life? Folks, until their eyes are open, they're under the age of accountability. They're born with that nature. They're born with that sin nature. It's in there. But they've not come to the age of accountability that they know what sin is. And until they get to that age that they understand what sin is, God's got them covered. Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil. They just don't know yet. It's before they enter into the promised land. Before they're going to go that way, he's killing off the ones that with unbelief. Now he's fixing to lead in a different group. And they want to know, what about the little ones that was born during that time? What do we do? And here's what he said. He said, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. They're going to go in. They're going to go in. And unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. So they go in. Put this verse down. 2 Samuel chapter number 12 and verse number 23. David, King David, in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, he has committed adultery. He has slept with Bathsheba. He has committed adultery. He tries to get Uriah to come in, get on the front line. Uriah will not lay with his wife. He will not have sex with his wife. He's trying everything in his power to get him to go do that. He will not do that. He gets him drunk and tries to get him to do that. He will not do that. He gives Uriah the letter to kill himself. He says, here's your letter. Go give this to the commander of the army. Uriah, that's how honorable he is to the king. He's got his own letter, toting it, not knowing what's written. Ain't opened it up and peeked. Walking across through there, gives it to him. They put him on front line, take Uriah's life. David gets on in. Bathsheba is fixing to have a child. And the Lord says, because of your sin, it's going to cost you that baby's life. Because of your sin, it's going to cost that baby's life. Nathan said, you are the man. But here's what David is down. I'm talking about, son, he's weeping. He's fasting. He's praying that God will let it pass. But the Lord says, no way. And here's what he said in 2 Samuel 12 and 23. But now he is dead. The baby has died. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? David answers his own question. I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And let me know that that baby is on that age of accountability. Write this verse down. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 14. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 14. And the Bible says, but Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Tonight I want you to know, you and I have been delivered from so great a debt tonight. Kaylee's 20, fixing to be 21. And if you're not a parent in here, you won't understand this really the way what I'm fixing to tell you. The greatest burden relieved off me was when she got saved. And weeks later, months later, I seen the fruit. Man, I seen it start coming to pass in her life. I see her praying. I see the wall full of names that she's praying for in her bedroom. I see her prayer wall. I see her Bible marked up. And this is years later, all this. I see what the kid's done. And I'm not bragging on her because, boy, she's my baby. She don't do no wrong. Come on, mom and daddies. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got some. But when I read the book, I understand that her heart is wicked. Her thoughts are wicked. Her desires are wicked. Because she was born that way. And when she come to the age of accountability, praise God she gave her life to the Lord when he knocked on that heart's door. You say, you got it made, preacher. Oh, no, I got a 3-year-old laying back there asleep right now. And I'm not quit praying for him. You got little Samuel in your arms right now. Am I right with the name? Okay, good. There's a lot of babies in here. We're into 2 Samuel. I'm making sure I'm... So, what I'm trying to tell you is if you got grandbabies, babies, whatever, you'd be praying for them. You'd be praying for them. I'm praying that when Ryder gets to that age and the Lord knocks on his heart's door, the Lord's going to do that. He's knocking on everybody's heart's door. He's going to do that. My prayer is, though, that he would answer. And my prayer is that I've laid a foundation of truth. You get what? That's why we don't want to skip over these foundational truths. I want him to know the church is important. I want to know, Sister Brittany, the Bible is important. I want to know, though, that he, even though I love him and he's so precious and I don't think he does no wrong in his sister, I want him to know, though, son, in your heart, all these things come out. And it will keep you, if you'll get saved at that young age, maybe it'll keep you from doing things your daddy and mama did at a young age. Right now, there's people in this room, you've done things at 16, 17 year old. It's clearing your mind today. You can't get it off your mind. You can't wipe it off. Ajax won't take it off. Scarred in your mind forever. There's things you've done in your 20s you can't get off your mind. It's still just as clear and vivid as it was. Why? Because the devil wants to make sure you don't forget it. He wants to make sure that you don't forget it. He'll bring it up all the time, how sorry you are. But you remind him of the blood of Jesus. But I bring this message tonight to let you know we was all totally wicked in need of a Savior. And when you realize how, man, you can't be saved unless you know you're lost. You can't be. A person can't be saved if they don't know they're lost. What they're lost from? Wickedness. Wickedness. Boy, the grace of God, how merciful he is to save us from such wickedness. I reckon that's why he leaves the tongue at the end for me there. Because when I think that I've made it and I've arrived, my tongue lets me know I'm still alive. Amen. Father, I love you. Lord, I always want to be truthful to your people. I always want you to be just as real to them as you are to me, Father, and that they understand what you're telling me in my mind, my heart, my soul, and my spirit. Lord, as I read that book, I understand how wicked I was. And Father, without the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm still right there. My heart, my mind, and my desires, my tongue is still right there without that blood, without repentance, and sometimes daily repentance, hourly repentance, to get in that fellowship where you'd have me to be. Lord, tonight I pray for the one that's sitting here tonight. And Lord, I pray for the grandkids and kids that's still in the age of accountability. Lord, I pray when you knock on that heart's door, Lord, that they'd answer. What a blessing, Father, the other Sunday to have 42 babies in this altar. Oh, but what an obligation still. As parents, leaders of the church, grandparents, pastor, to teach these kids the right way and not to let Bible doctrine slide out. Let us stand true on what you've called us to do. Father, for that one that sat there tonight and thought their past was so bad they could not be saved, Lord, I pray through the word I've showed them tonight, your word, that they're not, no, they're, we're all the same. We're all the same in need of a Savior. We're all the same in need of pardon. We're all the same in need of forgiveness. We're all the same. We just need Jesus. Bless your word tonight. Bless your children that's in the rooms. Bless the ones that's in this study tonight. Forgive us where we failed thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.